Go on, lad. Welcome to Hammer Down! Number one sports betting show coming up at McAfee Corporate Offices. I am Tone Diggs.
Atta baby Tone.
That's Bubba Gompino. He is a Canadian sensation. He is a bearded wonder, and he is here on this Feel Good Friday. How are you, pal?
All is well, my friend.
All is well, isn't it? You look great today.
Thank you, sir.
We have a special treat today.
What do we got?
The man, the myth, the legend.
The jockey?
Brucey, Flapjacks, Blue Jeans, yes. Burger.
What's up, dude? How
jockey
are
you? Is with us today. I think he's getting us prepared for the race.
Yeah, the Belmont Stakes. You want to lead off with the Belmont?
No, we should not lead off with the Belmont. Right. Brucey Belmont will have to wait. No, you know what? Nick's here too. Mitt's here. Let's lead off the fucking Belmont. Why not?
Yeah, don't worry about the fucking NBA Finals tonight. Let's go fucking.
Let's close with the Belmont. Okay, if you want to see everyone who just stayed from Pat Show, fucking jump off. Let's lead with the Belmont. All right. Nick, Mitt, how are you guys doing?
All right.
Lightning, over, Team Ride, like Lightning, there we go.
Team Ride, Lightning,
fucking,
that was a win.
Fuck, what happened to the over, Mitt?
The over never had a fucking chance right when the game started. It was 0-0 at the end of the first period. I think I just stopped watching.
Mitt, I don't have the data to back me up on this. Gumpy did say it was going to be 3-1, correct score analysis. The longer these playoff series go, typically less scoring towards the end of them.
Tired legs.
Usually open up. Yeah. Pretty high, and then teams kind of figure each other out, and then it kind of dwindles down as it goes. Adjustments are your friend.
I thought 5.5 was such a low fucking number, but that game there was a bunch of fucking defense, and I get it. If you love hockey, that's awesome, but that was boring as shit. We got NBA tonight.
Corey Perry's fucking jersey. Corey Perry in the Hall of Fame now.
Put it in the Lurf.
There was not a lot of room to operate out there. Put in the Lurf, pal.
What that guy has done in his career is he's gone to the fucking Stanley Cup, 4 years in a row on different teams?
Yeah, him and the Big
Ducks.
Rig.
Did the Ducks go when he was...
Yeah, like,
earlier in his career.
What, he went two with the Ducks?
With Gotsla?
No, just one with the Ducks.
Okay.
But he went Dallas, Anaheim, and now potentially Tampa.
Okay.
And he also plays with a goddamn shovel in his hands when he's in the crease.
Hell yeah.
Anybody can get
it. Hell yeah.
Montreal. Dallas, Montreal.
All right. Today's Picks Friday. Let's get to the fucking picks because that's what we do on Fridays. We are going to start in the NBA tonight. Gabe was on Pat Show. If you didn't see it, he did rattle off, you know, how both of these teams are off of losses. Celts are undefeated. So are the Warriors, but Celts are undefeated. ATS Warriors are 4-1 or 5-1 or whatever it is. I've been on the Warriors for most of the series. For some reason, I like the Celtics tonight. I don't know if I'm going to do it. I'm going to see how the game plays out and probably just take the Warriors third quarter tonight.
Fair play.
All right.
You're on Celtics, obviously.
There's no other reason why, because the Celtics are the balls.
Tell you what, the Clay 19.5 does feel low.
Yeah, it does feel low. Like I said, it's fucking if Williams and Marcus Smart play well, like that's all this series is going to be. Is Williams healthy enough? Is Smart healthy enough to play like dogs every night?
Yep.
Like they did. Can they do it in back-to-back games? That's what we're going to see here.
And then can Horford get you a couple threes?
Met.
But every time everyone gets too high on the Celtics, they lay an egg. They did it against Miami. They did it against the Bucks. Tonight is the Warriors.
Yeah. The Celtics very much have a we thought they'd close it out in six against the Heat easily. Because we were saying Jimmy Butler's like there's something wrong with him, he's hurt, blah blah blah. And then he goes for 40 whatever. Mitt, how you feeling tonight?
I'm actually feeling great about tonight. I love the Warriors. I love the Warriors' money line. I kind of think this series is just going to keep going back and forth. And eventually Celtics will win in game 7. But I love the Warriors. I love the over. 214. And then I love the Steph Curry under 28.5. He's hurt. This is actually a real bet. This isn't just me hating on Steph Curry. He's hurt. His points have not actually changed at all. So his under, Jason Tatum's over. He's been under every single game this series. That's going to have to change at some point. And then Klay Thompson over 19.5 and Marcus Smart 20+. Marcus Smart 20+ is plus 320, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It hit last game. I kind of think it's going to hit again. I just think there's going to be a shit ton of offense for really Boston to keep up with the Warriors. And then, yeah, that's kind of it.
These games have all really been, has there been a third scorer? Yeah. On, yeah. Like, has there been a third scorer? Like, Poole came
off the bench, yeah.
For in game two, game one, it was Horford and fucking Smart. And
yep.
So it's like, and they said Steph was looking okay yesterday. I don't know if he is going to be hindered or not. Maybe. Who knows?
Yeah, I feel like that total would reflect any legitimate concern.
And it did not. It didn't change at all.
Did not change.
Yeah, that's the one out of those, Mitt, that I would.
I'm going to wait and probably take the third quarter.
I'm on the Klay Thompson over.
It might be too.
And the Celtics money line.
Okay.
The Klay Thompson over 19.5 is better value than the Klay Thompson to have 20+ by like, it's like -122 instead of -128. Just a little tidbit out there for your parlays.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Just because I was putting together my same game parlay and I was like, oh, it's 19.5. Like usually I go 20+ and get just a little better odds. The odds will work.
What swung me is just the barn. It's such a hard place to play, and after them fucking complaining about it, just don't see them getting it done. I think they go down 3-1.
Okay.
That's full of teeth. Here we go.
Good luck to everyone tonight on the NBA game.
I will be fucking banana lad if the Seas go up 3-1.
Oh
yeah, jeez. I mean, it's where we are. It's where we are in life.
Tomorrow, NHL is back. Lightning are -182 on the money line, which is normally a little too juicy for us to take. Over under 5.5, -150 the 5.5. Same exact boost as yesterday.
Same one?
Yeah.
Same
one.
Stammer, Kucherov, Kreider, Zibanejad to score first goal, +350. I didn't think it was a bad boost yesterday, so why would I think it's a bad boost tomorrow?
Yeah, nope. Absolutely.
Very fair.
The only thing that can happen again is we get a guy like Lindgren or Patty Maroon has scored for the past first goal for the past two games. So you get like a role player like that, and not to diminish those guys, but like you don't get those big star players getting it. But
are the Rags getting anybody back or Hedl
and Strome both played in that game?
In there. Strome missed a sitter.
Yeah.
He
did.
The PSA, if you like the Lightning, the line's gonna keep moving. Correct. So you might as well jump on it now. If you do, I will go down with this ship. I will close my eyes and remember.
Yeah, you gotta
so I'll be on the Rags, but no fuck.
Yeah. I'm on Bolts. You could either go 60 minute or puck line. I'm gonna go puck line -1.5.
Okay.
I'll go 60 minute, and then if we go to overtime, fucking the mid special just double down, dude.
There we go. What? Why wouldn't you?
Yeah. Fucking these Bullets, dude. There's every year in the NHL playoffs, you just find that one fucking team and ride them all fucking playoffs.
And you have the entire time.
Yeah.
Did it with the fucking Habs last year.
Yeah, he has never lost faith.
I've been on a heater because of the Rags until this series. It's been amazing. Yeah. Great run.
Okay. And we'll tweet out our officials for NHL tomorrow since it is tomorrow.
And Stamkos didn't spit on Lafreniere. I'm sick of it.
Who said he did?
All these Ranger fans on Twitter, all these meme accounts.
Casuals,
these
dudes.
Shout out the Hive, dude.
Marks.
Yeah, shout out the Hive. Shout out Base Shesty, dude.
I love Igor 25. Yeah, all these fucking Marks, dude.
Yeah.
Watch the replay.
Yeah, no quit. Lafreniere grabs New York. We're going seven.
Chest, and he yanks him down. He didn't spit on him with two referees sitting right there. One of the classiest guys in the league, Stammer, wouldn't do that.
Okay.
He might have done it, though.
He didn't.
It's inconclusive.
If he did, and Lafreniere, took it, got spit on, didn't swing back, and just sat there, didn't say anything to anyone afterwards, and neither of the two refs saw it, it's a magic loogie.
Stammer's also one of the greatest lads this game has ever seen. He would not do something like that.
Yeah, no, there's no way.
Oh, we do have a Dr. Disrespect Super Boost. Wiggins, 15+. Clay, 2+, made threes. And Draymond, 4+, assists.
He had a hole-in-one on PGA 2K22 yesterday. It was pretty sweet.
All right. Okay, thanks, Bruce. Fucking dynamite dropping.
Wow, what a fucking show.
Look at the self. I thought you were going to say.
I thought myself pretty good there. I
thought you were going to say in real life.
No. It was online, so a competitive match.
He did have a sweet nose competitive though, match. Fucking 2 weeks ago, too.
Did he also fire that ball into the woods?
What?
The one that you tweeted about.
Oh, yeah.
That'll happen. Hey. That'll happen.
No, Bruce hit a hole in one and didn't save the ball.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I hit it into a mega church parking lot the next round.
All right, we got 15 balls on or games on the diamond tonight. A lot of picks. Let's jump into that. Arizona's at Philadelphia. Zach Gallen versus Kyle Gibson. I was taking a look at Arizona here with Gallen. Phillies are too hot for me to do it, though.
Yeah, I don't love going against Gibson, but I'm going to do it. I'll take plus a half. Okay. Gallen's been good to us.
I'm on the Phillies full game. That D-backs bullpen, I think their ERA is like 5.
Okay. Cubbies are at the Yankees. Wade Miley versus Luis Severino. I'm staying away. I'm going to wait until I see the Yankees bat. Well, they did score 10 last night, but it wasn't. Garrett Cole got roughed up again. And Wade hasn't been too bad. I'm going to stay away.
I'm going to lay the half with Sevy here.
Okay.
I'm going to lay the 1.5 full.
You don't know how the show works, huh?
I'm just playing my baseball card.
Milwaukee's at Washington. Aaron Ashby versus Fetty. I was trying to find a way to take the Brewers. Couldn't find a way. And Fetty's burned me a few times this year, so I'm going to stay away.
No bueno for me.
You on this one?
No, it's tough.
Okay. Oakland's at Cleveland. Blackburn versus Tristan McKenzie.
Hell yeah.
I don't love this one, but
Blackburn's a fucking dog.
Yeah. Man. But I wasn't going to take it because of that reasoning.
I like McKenzie too, though.
So do I. And yeah, he's Cleveland's dumb, hot, and Oakland is very, very cold. So I'm going Cleveland. First five money line.
Taking the plus a half with the ace.
Okay.
What's the juice level? So I feel like this one was a little too rich.
It was. It was like 155 when I got it.
Yeah, I'm staying away. But I think Blackburn's a little less effective on the road, right? But
yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. So I'd probably lean Guardians, but no play.
Okay. Let's see here. Toronto's at Detroit. Berrios and Elvin Rodriguez. I'm going to take a 2-by-1 here. If you're not familiar, I got a lot of picks today. If you're not familiar with the 2-by-1, it's two hits in the first inning by either team, one team, two teams, it doesn't matter. Berrios and Elvin have not been good. Toronto and Detroit, Toronto's been hitting a lot better. 2-by-1, first inning of Toronto and Detroit. Do you guys have anything on it?
No. Good luck, sir.
I'm laying the half with the Jays.
Okay. They are hot. Yeah. I didn't trust Berrios.
Absolutely. Berrios is a bit of a nightmare, but I like him better than E-Rod. I'll lay the half with the Jays.
Pittsburgh is at Atlanta. Ronzi Contreras versus Spencer Strider. I did it yesterday. I'm going to do it again. Atlanta full game run line. It's even money, and Atlanta's hot as shit. So I'm taking it.
I'll pass.
Nothing.
Use your fucking words. He passes.
Stay. I feel like I was playing black.
Tap the fucking table, man.
Baltimore's at KC. Bruce Zimmerman versus Jonathan Heasley. Anybody?
No, sir.
Fuck off with this game.
Yeah, these two pitchers stink. Give me another 2-by-1, baby. Let's go.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go.
This game in the trash.
Life of the party.
Life of the party here. Miami is in Houston. Pablo Lopez versus Luis Garcia. I'm going to take the plus a half with Miami. They're hitting better. Wow. Pablo Lopez is pretty good. Luis Garcia isn't as good at home. I'll take Miami plus that first five plus the half.
I'm a big fan of getting the Astros at minus 130 first five.
Mm-hmm. So you're going to take it? Or?
Yeah, I don't know. National leagues do not fare well when they travel to American League places. So I'm going to take the Astros first five money line.
Okay.
I'm on the Astros full game. The Marlins had to travel late. Bitches. They had to travel late last night after the game.
That's Miami, baby.
I think they're going to be roughed up.
That is good intel that I obviously did not look into. So,
what's that?
Sorry about it.
Their travel habits last night.
Yeah, they had to travel after the game to Houston.
Tampa and Minnesota. Rasmussen goes against Smeltzer.
Ooh.
I'm on the 20s, first five money line. I'm a big Smeltzer guy. And Twins at home,
I like
pretty
Smeltzer.
Good.
I don't mind Rasmussen though, so I'm going to I'll sit this one out.
Okay. You anything?
Nothing.
Okay. Texas and Chicago White Sox. That is Glenn Otto and Davis Martin. Two by one.
Two of the worst names in baseball.
Yeah, and they stink at fucking pitching right now. So two by one. Correct. Okay. Since he's at St. Louis, Luis Castillo, and Andre Pallante. That is a pitching change from earlier today. I was on Cincy first five plus a half. I can't remember who St. Louis's pitcher was.
Pallante's got like a 1.9, doesn't he?
What, is it a pitching change from earlier today?
No, I saw him.
Oh, no, it was. Yeah, his expected is a little higher. Castillo's an actual starter. Pallante isn't a starter or isn't. I got it. This is a pretty even matchup, so I'm going to take the plus a half like I normally do on even matchups.
Cincy. I would lean that way, Tony, but I just don't. I don't love taking the Reds at St. Louis.
Yeah, trust me, I completely understand that.
As good as the Reds have been to us lately.
Yeah, I know. McGill is going against undecided in LA, so nothing there.
Give me the Mets first five money line.
No matter what.
Fuck the Angels. I had to listen to the goddamn Angels broadcast last night against the Red Sox.
Are they just moping around?
Oh, no. Fucking, they're... If you listen to this game, you would have never guessed that they fucking...
Oh, so it's just sunshine and straight. Just sunshine and rainbows?
Oh, yeah, talking them up. Like, oh, this is all they need.
They're selling tickets? That is terrible.
I mean, egg on my face for my comments on Ohtani yesterday.
That'll happen. Hey, that'll happen sometimes with him. Chad Kuhl's going against Joe Musgrove. Obviously, the Dodgers are going to have to lay a lot with Musgrove being fucking dominant this year. I don't see a way.
Lay the half with the Dads. I love Musgrove.
Boston's at Seattle. I don't know what the fuck you're going to do here. Rich Hill and Marco Gonzalez. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Fucking 2-1.
2-1 Jesus. On Rich Hill?
Go ahead.
Big Dick Mountain.
Yeah, who are you taking?
Give me the Red Sox.
Sox or your West Coast? Oh, you're going Sox? Okay.
Yeah.
You too?
Yeah, I'll take the Sox.
And in a nightcap, Walker Buehler versus Jakob Yunus. Buehler has not been what he was last year. I'm going to take the half with the Giants.
Absolutely. Who just Yunus has been lights out.
Who are now 18-1 in Logan Webb home starts in the last 19, which was a tough one there.
Tough.
Bruce, anything there in the last one?
No, I don't think so.
All right, so I'm on Guardians first five. Toronto and Detroit 2-1. Atlanta full game run line. Baltimore and KC 2-1. Miami first five plus a half. Minnesota first five money line. Texas and Chicago White Sox 2-1. Cincinnati first five plus a half. Boston and Seattle 2-1. And San Francisco Giants first five plus a half.
Do me a favor and please inform me if those 2-1
odds. Yeah, I need a 2-1 update.
I don't know how to fucking search.
I'll tell you. I'll keep you updated.
I got these are all first five. Yanks minus a half, D-backs plus a half, Jays minus a half, A's plus a half, Astros money line, Mets money line, Dads minus a half, Red Sox money line, Giants plus a half.
Okay, Bruce.
Hell yeah. These are all full game.
Yep.
Phillies minus 140, Yankees minus 1.5, Astros minus 150 or so, and the White Sox.
Okay. All right.
Or the Red Sox.
Yeah. This is what now, Picks Friday, Brucey Belmont edition. Please tell us. There's only, what, 8 horses or so? So maybe, give us your winner and maybe your top three like we did last time.
All right, yeah, sounds good.
Trifecta, dude.
Yeah, I do have the trifecta. The legendary mile and a half at the Belmont. It is the longest race in North America, thoroughbred racing. The Kentucky Derby, just for like kind of, you know, perspective, is a mile and a quarter, and then the Preakness is the shortest of the three at a mile at 3/16. So a mile and a half is gargantuan. They are running all the way around the track. It'll feel like they're running all day out there. Yeah. Long track, so you favor closers and you favor horses that feel like they can run all day.
Sure.
So you kind of have to start with Dick Strike, right? Rich Strike.
Yeah.
He returns off the Kentucky Derby. He skipped the Preakness, which they basically said was the right thing for the horse. He has been taking off 5 to 6 weeks between every race of his career, so they didn't want to just throw that out the window and start him on 2 weeks' notice, kind of looking out for the horse. The way that the trainer, jockey, and connections handled winning the Kentucky Derby reaffirmed to me that was not like so much of like a fluke that you can just write off here, especially because you think back to how kind of it broke down the backstretch, and he, you know, Dick Strike just looked like he could just run all day long, straight past Epicenter, straight past everybody. When you go to a mile and a half, that's guaranteed almost to have that sort of down the stretch, scenario play out where sort of the pace breaks down and the horses that were hot to trot in the beginning of the race just aren't going to be there to finish it off.
Okay.
So spoiler alert.
Puck's about to drop, Bruce.
I'm picking Dick Strike. What?
Oh, come on, Carmine.
Dick Strike. You walked into a hammer down inside joke.
Fair enough.
Dick Strike.
Dick Strike is the winner here.
Air Strike again?
Yes, sir. I'm going Air Strike again. So the favorite is We the People. He's trained by Brissett Rodolphe.
Okay.
He comes off a blow-off win. And will be kind of the speed. He'll be setting the pace towards the front. He's in the one pole.
Okay.
The second favorite is Mo Dongle.
Mm-hmm.
Probably pronounced wrong. He's 5-2. It's a Todd Plesher runner who had a bad trip in the Derby but finished fifth.
Okay.
I don't really see it, but it is a closer, so that favors him. Probably the most interesting horse odds-wise is the 5, Creative Minister, who's 6-1. Closest thing to running the Triple Crown. It ran on the undercard at the Derby.
Gotcha.
And then finished third in the Preakness really impressively, and figures to be kind of like the short rest improver of the bunch. Barber Road is kind of the forgotten closer. Trainer there is John Ortiz. He's actually who I have finishing second. He's 10-1. So that gets the trifecta nice and juicy. I have going Rich Strike, Barber Road, and then We the People, who is the 2-1, one horse on the pole, kind of setting the pace. Barber Road closing first, then it breaking down. Dick Strike down the middle to take the Kentucky Derby and the Belmont Stakes this year. Little feel good underdog story.
Kid Rock, the owner of the third horse there?
Bob Ritchie's horse?
We the People. They're
Dick Strike, Barber, and We the People. Thank you, Bruce.
Hi, baby, Bruce. Right.
Thank you, Belmont, Bruce. Hey, thank you, pal. Good week.
Who's winning fucking live golf?
Nobody.
Matt Fitzpatrick is on the lead at the RBC Canadian, I will say that.
Pretty Mickey Mouse. They got fucking, I mean, I'm not going to say
it. All right. Hey, good week, it. Pal.
Hell yeah.
Thank you, Bruce. Done,
lads. Thank you.
Nikki, Mitt, good week out of you guys.
Anthony. Well done.
Great week out of you, everyone who listens and watches. We appreciate you. Go enter the hashtag PMS salary cap is fake with your cash tag if you haven't. We will be back on Monday to recap everything and hopefully give out some more winners. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.